पिता मृगता प्राण बोधियांता परस्परम खतियांता समय नित्यम ठुषंति चा रमंति चा. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Report by His Divine Grace, Śrīla Esa Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Pure devotees whose characteristics are mentioned here engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna. And they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself. And in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in His abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of the living entity.
Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divya bhakti ki tulna jeev ke hriday mein beej bone se karte hain.
There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe.
Brahmand ke anek lokon mein asankhya jeev vicharan karte rehte hain.
And out of them there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that seed fructifies.
यदि वह जीव के हृदय में बीज बोया जाता है और वह हरे कृष्ण मंत्र का श्रवण और कीर्तन करता रहता है तो बीज अंकुरित होता है.
Just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering.
जिस तरह से बीज को नियमित रूप से पानी देने से वो फलता रहता है.
The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and enters into the Brahma-jyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky.
Bhakti rupi adhyatmik vriksha dhire dhire badhta jata hai, phir brahmand ke avaran ko bhed kar Brahma-jyoti mein pravesh kar pata hai.
In the spiritual sky, also that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna.
ब्रह्म ज्योति में भी वो वृक्ष बढ़ता जाता है जब तक वो उच्चतम लोक को नहीं प्राप्त करता जिसका नाम है गोलोक वृंदावन.
Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there.
अंततः वह वृक्ष भगवान के चरण कमलों का आश्रय ग्रहण करता है और वहीं पर विश्राम करता है.
Gradually, as a plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on.
जैसे जैसे इस वृक्ष जैसे साधारण वृक्ष में फल और फूल आते हैं, इस तरह से भक्ति रूपी वृक्ष में फल आते हैं और श्रवण के कीर्तन के रूप में इसका सिंचन चलता रहता है.
The plant of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
भक्ति का यह बीज का वर्णन चैतन्य चरितामृत में ठीक से किया गया है.
It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God.
वहाँ पर बताया गया कि जब ये वृक्ष भगवान के चरण कमलों का आश्रय ग्रहण करता है, तो मनुष्य भगवत प्रेम को प्राप्त कर लेता है.
Then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water.
तब एक क्षण भी भगवान के बिना नहीं रह सकता, ठीक उसी प्रकार जिस प्रकार मछली जल के बिना नहीं रह सकती.
In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord.
ऐसी अवस्था में भक्त वास्तव में भगवान के संपर्क में दिव्य गुणों को प्राप्त कर लेता है.
The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and His devotees.
श्रीमद् भागवत में भगवान और उनके भक्त के संबंध की ऐसी अनेक कथाएं बताई गई हैं.
Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees, as stated in the Bhagavatam itself.
इसलिए श्रीमद् भागवत भक्त को अत्यंत प्रिय है, जैसे कि श्रीमद् भागवत में ही उल्लेख किया गया है.
श्रीमद् भागवतम पुराणम अमलम यद् वैष्णवानां प्रियम. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation.
इस कथा में भौतिक कार्य, आर्थिक विकास, इंद्र तृप्ति या मोक्ष के विषय में कुछ भी नहीं बताया गया है.
श्रीमद् भागवतम is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and His devotees is fully described.
श्रीमद् भागवत की ऐसी कथा है जिसमें भगवान और उनके भक्तों की दिव्य प्रकृति का पूर्ण वर्णन किया गया है.
Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association.
फलतः कृष्ण भावना भावे जीव ऐसे दिव्य साहित्य के श्रवण में दिव्य रुचि दिखाता है, ठीक इसी प्रकार जैसे युवक और युवती को परस्पर मिलने में आनंद प्राप्त होता है.
The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me.
मेरे शुद्ध भक्ति विचार मेरे में वास करते हैं, उनका जीवन मेरी सेवा में अर्पण रहता है और वे एक दूसरे को ज्ञान प्रदान करने और मेरे विषय में बात करते हुए परम संतोष और आनंद का अनुभव करते हैं.
I would like to extend my warmest welcome and gratitude to all of you special souls who have come this evening to participate in this Harinam Sankirtan festival.
इस हरिनाम संकीर्तन उत्सव में आप सब आए हैं, आप सबका मैं विशेष रूप से कृतज्ञता से हार्दिक स्वागत करता हूँ.
It is a very rare and precious opportunity to utilize the valuable moments of our human life to come together to glorify God.
यह एक बहुत ही दुर्लभ अवसर है कि मानव जीवन के समय को भगवान के गुणगान के लिए उपयोग करना.
This is not a sectarian process.
यह कोई एक विशेष धार्मिक संप्रदाय का तरीका नहीं है.
This is the universal nature of every spirit soul.
यह हर एक आध्यात्मिक आत्मा का स्वभाव है.
The inherent essence of every being is to love God and with enthusiasm glorify His name.
हर एक जीव का स्वभाव है कि भगवान से प्रेम करना और उनका नाम गुणगान करना.
In Krishna consciousness, the ends are the means.
कृष्ण भावना में जो साधन है वही साध्य है.
They would ask Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, at times, what is the goal you hope to achieve by always chanting Hare Krishna?
Srila Prabhupada se puchte hai ki har samay Hare Krishna gaane se aapko kya lakshya prapt hoga?
Srila Prabhupada would reply, the ultimate goal of our chanting Hare Krishna is in great bliss to eternally chant
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada se pucha gaya ki ye Hare Krishna gaane se aapko kya milega? Unhone kaha hame yahi phal milega ki hum nitya roop se ye Hare Krishna mantra gaate rahenge.
At the present moment we are chanting the holy names to clean our hearts of the artificial debris or rubbish that we have collected over so many births.
इस अवस्था में हम भगवान का नाम कीर्तन कर रहे हैं जो सब हृदय की गंदगी जो कई वर्षों से संचित है उसको सफाई करने के लिए.
The rubbish is essentially in the form of misconceptions, attachments and perverted desires.
ये गंदगी क्या है जो गलत जो विकृत इच्छाएं और गलत विचार और सब अलग प्रकार के स्वयं की इच्छाएं.
The true desire of the soul is to serve God with love.
सच्ची इच्छा आत्मा की है भगवान की प्रेम से सेवा करना.
But that same pure ecstatic desire becomes polluted due to the ego and the mind into wanting to enjoy separate from God.
अहंकार और मन के कारण यही जो सेवा करने की भावना है वो भगवान से अलग भोग करने की इच्छा में परिवर्तित हो जाती है.
Through the process of chanting Hare Krishna, we clean our heart.
Hare Krishna kirtan ki vidhi ke dwara apne hriday ka marjan karte hain.
And in the eternal blissful state of this pure soul, we want to forever chant the glories of the Lord.
Aur shuddha avastha mein hamesha Bhagwan ka naam gungan karna chahte hain.
Then it is done in a state of pure love.
Aur us samay woh shuddha prem ki bhavana se kiya jata hai.
Such a pure soul is here described in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita ke 10th adhyay mein yahan par aise mahatma ka varnan kiya gaya hai.
The thoughts of a pure devotee always dwells in Krishna.
Bhagwan ke shuddh bhakton ke vichar hamesha unme hi lage rehte hain.
Their lives are surrendered to Krishna.
Unka jeevan Krishna ko samarpit hai.
And their great bliss is coming together with other devotees, enlightening one another on the subject matter of Krishna.
और उनका सबसे आनंद होता है कि भक्तों में एकत्रित होना और एक दूसरे को कृष्ण के विषय में चर्चा करना.
This is the real meaning of Vedic culture.
ये वैदिक संस्कृति का सही अर्थ है.
We create a society which encourages everyone to come together to enlighten one another on the subject of Krishna.
हम ऐसे समाज का निर्माण करते हैं जो एक दूसरे को एकत्रित होकर कृष्ण के बारे में ज्ञान देते हैं.
थ्रू ड्रामा, थ्रू लिटरेचर, थ्रू म्यूजिक, थ्रू आर्किटेक्चर, थ्रू डांस, ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स दैट पीपल टेक प्लेजर ऑफ, व्हेन कृष्ण इज द सब्जेक्ट, व्हेन एनलाइटनमेंट ऑफ द सोल इज द पर्पस, दैट इज वैदिक कल्चर.
वैदिक साहित्य का अर्थ यह है कि चाहे ड्रामा हो या संगीत हो या शिल्प शास्त्र हो जब कृष्ण उसका विषय होता है और लोगों को ज्ञान देना उसका उद्देश्य होता है तो वो वैदिक संस्कृति है.
In the Vedic culture, every aspect of our society is meant to remind us that we are the eternal servant of Krishna.
वैदिक साहित्य में हर हमारे जीवन का हर एक पहलू इसलिए है कि हमको याद दिलाने के लिए कि हम कृष्ण के नित्य सेवक हैं.
We put on the tilak to remind ourselves that this is the temple of God and everyone that sees a person with tilak will remember Krishna.
हम तिलक इसलिए लगाते हैं कि याद दिलाने के लिए कि ये भगवान का मंदिर है और जो व्यक्ति हमें देखेगा वो कृष्ण का स्मरण होगा.
We put the kanti mala on to remind the rest of the world Krishna.
और गले में कंठी माला भी इसलिए डालते हैं कि दूसरों को कृष्ण का स्मरण हो.
When a woman wears a sari, this is actually the Vedic culture.
जब एक स्त्री साड़ी पहनती है वो वैदिक संस्कृति है.
This is the dress of the spiritual world.
यह आध्यात्मिक दुनिया की पोशाक है.
It is not just some fashion of this world.
ये दुनिया का कोई फैशन नहीं है.
It is meant to remind us of Krishna.
ये हमको कृष्ण का स्मरण दिलाने के लिए है.
And the dhoti, we see that Krishna even wears dhoti. It is an eternal dress. It is not a fashion coming from some particular time of Indian history. It is the wardrobe of the spiritual world. And Krishna has descended with it to remind us of his transcendental abode.
जिससे कि हम उनके दिव्य धाम को स्मरण कर सकें.
And in the Vedic culture, the most beautiful building in the whole town is always the temple.
और वैदिक साहित्य में सबसे सुंदर जो इमारत होती है वह मंदिर.
If you have been to South India, you will see that the Vedic culture is some remnants of it are still intact.
अगर आप दक्षिण भारत गए हैं तो आप देखेंगे कि वैदिक संस्कृति के अभी भी कुछ अवशेष आपको नजर आएंगे.
The nicest building is the temple.
सबसे सुंदर इमारत जो है वो है मंदिर.
You have been to Tirupati?
आप तिरुपति गए होंगे.
The nicest building is Venkateshwar's house.
सबसे सुंदर इमारत है भगवान वेंकटेश्वर का घर.
No one else's house or none of the business or government buildings have golden domes.
कोई भी घर या सरकारी दफ्तर के सुनहरे का कलश नहीं.
विमाना. Similarly, for those of you who have gone to Sri Rangam, you'll see only Sri Ranganath Swami has 7 gates on all 4 sides. That's 28 gopurams around him. Beautiful, beautiful temple.
आप में से जो Sri Rangam गए हो देखेंगे कि रंगनाथ जी के चारों ओर 7 दीवार, 7 गोपुरम, 7 और 4 दिशा में इस तरह से 28 गोपुरम है.
The best artists and craftsmen of the whole country around put years and years and years of labor into intricate manifestations of the glorification of Krishna's pastimes through art, through paintings, through sculpture, through architecture.
और जो सबसे कुशल जो शिल्प शास्त्र वाले हैं वो लोगों ने अपने कई वर्ष बिताए भगवान की लीला को प्रदर्शित करने के लिए.
The idea is to remind everybody that the center of our life is to remember Krishna.
ये सब उद्देश्य ये है कि लोगों को याद दिलाना कि हमारे जीवन का केंद्र है कृष्ण का स्मरण कराना.
Similarly, the great Vedic ragas.
और वैदिक जो राग हैं.
They were all originally meant to glorify God at particular times of the day, to invoke the deepest meditation on the pastimes. The names and the glories of the Lord.
वो राग भी जो है भगवान के नाम और लीलाओं का गान कराने के लिए अलग अलग समय पर भावनाओं को भरने के लिए है.
Recently, I was playing an harmonium and singing Mahamantra to a very ancient classical raga.
कुछ समय पहले मैं एक बहुत ही प्राचीन राग में ये हरे कृष्ण मंत्र हारमोनियम में गा रहा हूँ.
And somebody who was listening was very, very happy.
और कोई एक व्यक्ति जो सुन रहा था बहुत प्रसन्न था.
They were crying while I was singing.
जब मैं गा रहा था तो वो रोने लगे.
And then this lady came up to me and said, "I really love the way you chanted Hare Krishna."
और वो स्त्री आई और बोले कि मेरे को बहुत अच्छा लगा जिस तरीके से आपने हरे कृष्ण.
She said, "It's so genius what you did."
जो आपने किया वो कितना कुशल है.
You took my favorite film song melody, which was a romantic gazelle from the 1970s. It was my favorite romance movie. And you put the Hare Krishna mantra to it. I said, this is not a gazelle from the 1970s. This is from the 5,000-year-old Vedas, this melody. But now they take the Vedic ragas and make gazelles of I love you and you love me and I love you.
उसमें वो गीत भर देते हैं कि मैं तुमसे प्रेम करता हूँ तुम मेरे से प्रेम
So this is what we mean by the perversion of real culture. In Vedic society, everything was there to remind us of Krishna, to go deeper and deeper and deeper into our remembrance of the Lord. And especially to help each individual of society to unite in the service of the Lord.
और सदुद्धा उद्देश्य ये था कि समाज के लोगों को भगवान की सेवा में एकत्रित करना
Because this is the spirit of the spiritual world.
क्योंकि ये आध्यात्मिक दुनिया की ये भावना है
To receive Krishna and to give Krishna. That is real loving exchange.
Krishna को प्राप्त करना और दूसरों को कृष्ण देना ये वास्तव में आदान प्रदान है
This is love.
ये प्रेम है
One great acharya His name was Srila Thakur Bhakti Vinod.
एक महान आचार्य जिनका नाम है श्री ठाकुर भक्ति विनोद.
He was a very talented and highly respected magistrate under the British government.
वो ब्रिटिश सरकार के समय बहुत ही ऊंचे दर्जे के मजिस्ट्रेट थे.
He was a brilliant man in every respect.
वो हर तरह से बहुत कुशल थे.
He would perform his occupational duty. With unparalleled responsibility and skills.
वो अपने जिम्मेदारी को अपने सब कार्यों को बड़े जिम्मेदारी के साथ और कुशलता के साथ करते.
At the same time, although he had to do these things, he regulated his life so he would spend hours and hours of day hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord.
हालांकि वो ये सब भी करते, अपने जीवन को इस तरह से बिताते कि उनको कई घंटे मिलते भगवान के श्रवण और कीर्तन करने में.
Hours and hours of the night, he would. He would write beautiful books and songs to inspire the world to love Krishna.
और उन्होंने रात के समय कई पुस्तकें लिखते और भगवान के भजन लिखते लोगों को कृष्ण प्रेम में प्रेरित करने के लिए.
He would give so much of his time to personally teach people how to chant, how to understand real bhakti, and tens and thousands of people were followers of him.
वो लोगों को अपना समय बिताते लोगों को भक्ति और किस तरह जप करना ये सिखाने के लिए और हजारों की संख्या में लोग उनके अनुयायी होते
He was respected in all circles of society, even in the hierarchy of the British Empire.
ब्रिटिश सरकार के समय भी सब लोग उनका बहुत विशेष आदर करते थे
Yet Thakur Bhakti Vinod understood that Krishna has to be established in the center of everyone's life, otherwise our whole society is simply going down toward the lowest regions of ignorance.
लेकिन वो समझ गए कि कृष्ण को समाज में केंद्र के रूप में स्थापित करना है नहीं तो समाज की अधोगति हो जाएगी.
He spent years of his life studying the scriptures, doing research in order to rediscover the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
उन्होंने कई वर्ष बिताए शास्त्र का अध्ययन करने करते हुए ये जानने के लिए कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु का जन्म स्थान कहाँ है
According to the Shastra, the local saintly persons and ancient geographical maps, he found the exact place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared.
शास्त्र के अनुसार और उस समय के साधु के अनुसार उन्होंने असली स्थान जहाँ पर चैतन्य महाप्रभु प्रकट हुए वो खोज निकाला
It disappeared for some time because Sometime after Lord Chaitanya disappeared from this world, the Ganges flooded the whole area.
वो चेतन आपको अदृश्य होने के बाद उस समय गंगा जी सब जगह पर बाढ़ आ गई
थी. There was a place where he was looking out from his house at Godrandweep. He saw an effulgent light coming from a particular location.
एक बार वो अपने घर के बाहर से देख रहे थे गोद्रंद्वीप में तब उन्होंने देखा इस जगह से एक प्रकाश उज्ज्वलित हो रहा है
That was just exactly the place that his research told him Mahaprabhu appeared
और उनके शोध के अनुसार भी ऐसा लग रहा था यही वो स्थान है जहां श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु प्रकट हुए
There was an entire jungle of tulsi plants growing on that place
वहां पर पूरा एक वन था तुलसी के वृक्षों का
He decided to bring the foremost of all Vaishnava acharyas at the time to get a confirmation whether this was really the place.
उस समय के सर्वश्रेष्ठ वैष्णव को उन्होंने वहाँ पर बुलाने का निश्चय किया जिससे वो अपने शोध का पुष्टिकरण कर सके.
This was the great Vaishnav Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
और वो थे वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज.
At the time he was approximately 130 years old.
उस समय उनकी उम्र करीबन 130 वर्ष थी.
For decades, he hadn't walked a single step due to old age.
वृद्धावस्था के कारण कई 20-30 वर्षों से वो चल नहीं पाए थे.
He had a servant named Biharilal.
उनका एक सेवक था बिहारीलाल.
And when Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj needed to go somewhere, any distance, he would carry him in a basket on his shoulder.
वो उनको टोकरी में अपने कंधों पर ले जाता जहाँ उनको जाना होता.
They brought Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to the very site where these tulsis were growing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur inquired from him whether this was actually the place. As soon as they put the basket down, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, whose back was bent due to old age, he immediately elongated his body to a very large size and began to leap into the air. In transcendental ecstasy, he was leaping in the air so high people were looking up at the bottom of his feet.
और वो इतने उत्साह से आध्यात्मिक उत्साह से ऊपर की ओर उछल पड़े और लोग उनकी चरण कमलों की ओर देख रहे थे.
Tears flowing from his eyes, his body's trembling, the symptoms of ecstasy were manifesting everywhere.
उनकी आंखों से अश्रु आ रहे थे और शरीर में कंपन हो रहा था और तब भगवान के प्रेम के लक्षण प्रकट हो रहे थे.
The Vaishnavas were astounded.
सब वैष्णव आश्चर्यचकित हो गए.
Jumping in the ecstatic of Krishna's dance, he was calling out, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. It was confirmed. This was the actual plot of land where the Supreme Lord Krishna descended as the Yugatavatar of the age of Kali in his form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
और इस बात की पुष्टि हो गई कि यही वह स्थान है जहाँ पर परम भगवान श्री कृष्ण श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में प्रकट हुए थे.
भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर डिसाइडेड फॉर द वेलफेयर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड वी मस्ट बिल्ड अ ब्यूटीफुल टेंपल हियर.
भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ने ये निश्चय किया कि दुनिया के कल्याण के लिए हमें यहाँ मंदिर बनाना चाहिए.
Although he was such a respectable person in such a high position in society,
हालांकि उनका समाज बहुत ऊंचा पद था.
The Thakur Bhaktivinoda, greatest literary author, composer, judge, he went door to door begging from every respectable person for some donation to build the temple.
हालांकि उतने आदरणीय पद के ऊपर थे, बड़े जज थे और बहुत पुस्तकें लिखी थी, फिर भी वो घर घर जाकर भिक्षा मांगने लगे इस मंदिर के निर्माण के लिए.
This great personality did not feel any shame in taking the position of a beggar.
इन महात्माओं को बिल्कुल भी लज्जा नहीं महसूस हुई एक भिक्षुक के रूप को स्वीकार करने में.
He wanted to beg from every person to perfect their lives by helping to glorify Lord Chaitanya.
वो हर एक व्यक्ति से भिक्षा मांगना चाहते थे श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु का गुणगान कराने के लिए मदद के रूप में.
He was not begging to take anything from anyone.
वो अपने आप के लिए कुछ नहीं मांग रहे थे.
He was simply giving.
वो वास्तव में दे रहे थे.
He was giving everyone without discrimination the opportunity to offer this most auspicious service to the Lord and all humanity.
वो सबको एक अवसर दे रहे थे कि भगवान और मानवता को सेवा करने का अवसर मिले.
In fact, the leading newspaper of Calcutta wrote an article about him.
और कलकत्ता के एक मुख्य अखबार में उनके बारे में एक आर्टिकल आया.
This article explained that Babu Kedarnath Datta, which was his name, although such a learned man of high regard and prestige in society, he has taken the role of a beggar.
उस लेख में ऐसा लिखा था कि बाबू केदारनाथ दत्त जो उनका नाम था हालांकि इतने ऊंचे पद पर हैं उन्होंने एक भिक्षुक का रूप धारण किया
Not because he needs anything for himself.
और इसलिए नहीं क्योंकि वो अपने आप के लिए कुछ चाहते हैं
He's begging every person to take the most auspicious opportunity of their life and participate in building a temple in Lord Chaitanya's birthplace.
वो सबको अवसर दे रहे हैं कि अपना जीवन का कुछ चीज चैतन्य महाप्रभु के मंदिर निर्माण के लिए अर्पण करें।
This newspaper recommended that any respectable gentleman will give at least one rupee to Babu Kedarnath when he comes to their doors.
और दरबार में ऐसा उन्होंने बताया कि कोई भी आदरणीय व्यक्ति है कम से कम एक रुपया देगा बाबू केदारनाथ दत्त को जब उनके दरवाजे पर आएंगे
This is Vaishnava.
ये वैष्णव
Vaishnava is in the most humble position within his own heart, although he may be so highly qualified in the eyes of society.
हालांकि समाज के दृष्टि में बहुत आदरणीय है लेकिन अपने आप को बिल्कुल तुच्छ मानते हैं
We find Rupa Goswami, Sanatan They were Prime Minister, Home Minister for the King of Bengal.
हम देखते हैं कि रूप गोस्वामी और सनातन गोस्वामी बंगाल के राजा के लिए प्रधानमंत्री थे।
But when they retired and went to Brajbhumi, they were going door to door begging madhukari.
लेकिन जब वो ब्रजभूमि में गए, तब वो दरवाजे में जाकर घर घर में मधुकरी करते।
They could have sent home and gotten millions of gold coins.
अगर वो घर में रहकर लाखों सोने की मुद्राएं प्राप्त कर सकते थे।
But so humble. They wanted to live in this simple mood of the servant of the Lord. And in, by going door to door, they were encouraging everyone to chant the holy names of Krishna and give their lives in devotion to Krishna. Wherever Sanatana Goswami would go, the whole village would become in ecstasy. They were so happy to see him.
जहाँ भी सनातन गोस्वामी जाते हैं पूरे गांव जो है वो आनंद से विहल उठता इतने प्रसन्न होते उनको देखकर
He was coming in the role of a beggar.
वो एक भिक्षु के रूप में आ रहे थे
Yet the whole town, when they would hear Sanatan Goswami's coming, the village would all come to greet him.
और पूरा नगर जो है पूरा गांव जो है उनका स्वागत करने के लिए आता जब उनका समाचार मिलता कि
They would be weeping and crying, Oh Sanatan Goswami ji, please come and stay with us for as long as possible.
वो रोते हुए पुकारते कि सनातन गोस्वामी कृपया हमारे साथ जितना हो सके रहिए
They would want to give him everything they owned.
जो भी उनका था वो देने के लिए तैयार हो जाते
Sanatan Goswami would take some little roti.
Sanatan Goswami would थोड़ी सी रोटी लेते.
And then he would speak to them Krishna katha.
और फिर कृष्ण कथा उनको सुनाते.
And how they would hear his Hari katha.
और वो किस तरीके से उनकी हरि कथा सुनते.
Their hearts would melt.
उनके हृदय पिघल जाते.
It was the joy and the expectation of their life to hear Sanatan speak Hari katha.
उनको बहुत आनंद मिलता.
Not only that, he took such special personal interest in every devotee's life. How their crops were growing. How their marriage of their daughters were progressing. How the weather was affecting their lives. The condition of their health.
उनका स्वास्थ्य कैसा है
But he so expertly connected everything to Krishna.
लेकिन बड़े चतुराई से वो हर एक चीज को कृष्ण से संबंध में जोड़ते
Because he taught them that all of these basic necessities that everyone has to go through in life, they're all ultimately to be performed in Krishna conscious culture with the purpose of facilitating Krishna consciousness for everyone.
क्योंकि वो बताना चाहते थे कि हर एक चीज जो हम कर रहे हैं उसका वास्तविक उद्देश्य है कृष्ण भावनामृत की वृद्धि होना
So in this way, they loved Sanatan more than they loved their own children, their parents, their own lives.
इस तरह से वो सनातन गोस्वामी से अपने बच्चों से भी ज्यादा अपने अपने प्राणों से भी ज्यादा प्रेम करते
Because he was giving them Krishna in the most personal and wonderful way.
क्योंकि वो उनको बड़े व्यक्तिगत रूप से कृष्ण प्रदान कर रहे थे
He would come to a place for one night, do some begging. In the guise of begging, he would get the facility to do Hari Katha, engage everyone in service in Kirtan, then the next morning he would leave. When he would leave, everyone of the village would be following behind him. Sometimes they would act with such, they would appeal to him with such love that he would stay one more day. But as destiny holds, that one day would come to an end. And as he would leave, he would tell them, you just always chant holy names, you always discuss Krishna, I will always be with you. In this way, village after village after village, all anyone could do is talk about Krishna and have kirtan of the holy name day and night.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This is culture.
And
gradually when some wealthy people came to volunteer their services, he had him build the Madan Mohan temple. And Rupa Goswami Govindaji Mandir. Two of the most classic and beautiful artistic architectural masterpieces in the history of human society.
मानव समाज के इतिहास में जो है वो बहुत ही विशेष शिल्प की दृष्टि से भी सुंदर इमारत है
All to draw people's attention to the attraction of Krishna's beautiful form, his beautiful pastimes, his beautiful name and qualities.
उनका उद्देश्य है कि सब भगवान कृष्ण के सुंदर रूप और उनकी लीला और उनके नाम की तरफ लोगों के मन को आकर्षित करने के लिए
To plant the seed of bhakti in people's hearts.
लोगों के हृदय में भक्ति के बीज डालना
and educate them in the process by which they could water that seed and the fruit of love of God gradually comes about
और तरीका दिखाना किस तरह सिंचन किया जाए जिससे कि धीरे धीरे भक्ति के बीज का फल प्रकट हो सके
भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर रूप सनातन गोस्वामी such exalted learned, prestigious men taking such humble positions of the servants of everyone.
इस तरह से महान व्यक्ति भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी एक सबके दासों की स्थिति को स्वीकार करते
हैं inspiring them to put Krishna in the center of their lives.
उनको प्रेरणा देते हैं कि जिससे वो कृष्ण को अपने जीवन का केंद्र बना सके
Create a cultural environment based on the principles of the spiritual world, not the principles of this world.
ऐसा एक संस्कृति को पैदा करना है जो कि आध्यात्मिक जगत पर आधारित है, इस दुनिया के संस्कृति पर नहीं.
Where every aspect of life around us brings us closer to Krishna.
यहाँ पर हमारे जीवन का हर एक पहलू हमें कृष्ण के करीब ले आए.
Where the entire environment opens our hearts. To want to love and serve the Lord and His devotees.
यहाँ पर सारा माहौल जो है हमें भगवान श्री कृष्ण और उनके भक्तों के प्रति प्रेम बढ़ाता
है। In Bhagavan, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda have so mercifully come to live amongst you.
बेलगाम में श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद आप सबके बीच में दयापूर्वक प्रकट हुए हैं।
Radha Rani and Sri Gokulananda have come to teach all of you. What is the bliss of Gokul?
Radharani aur Gokul Gokulanand prakat hue hain sikhane ke liye Gokul ka kya anand hai?
The love of the spiritual world.
Kyunki adhyatmik dham ka prem hai.
For everyone's joy is the pleasure of Radha and Krishna.
Sabke anand ke liye anand hai is Radha aur Krishna ka.
Gokulananda takes great pleasure in living in Gokul.
Gokulananda jo hai वो गोकुल में रहने में बहुत आनंद लेते
हैं। The perfection of the city of Belgaum is to create such a beautiful environment of Gokul that Gokul Ananda is taking pleasure. Today, I was told by His Grace Shriman Devamrit Prabhu and Surusham Prabhu and other devotees that there is a very, very magnificent plan to create Gokul Dham in Belgaum.
आज मुझे श्रीमान देवामृत प्रभु और कृष्ण प्रभु और अन्य भक्तों ने बताया कि एक बहुत ही सुंदर योजना है इस तरीके से धाम बनाने की.
A simple farm community where the cows are grazing in the grasses.
एक कृषि योजना जहाँ पर गौवे जो है चराए कर रहे हैं.
And the oxen are plowing the fields.
और बैल जो हल जोत रहे हैं.
And everywhere you go, there is the reminder of Krishna's divine pastimes of the spiritual world. Just like in Gokul, simple housing where people live very peacefully. Well, everyone lives in a very simple way and they utilize their time to come together to hear and chant the glories of the Lord.
यहाँ पर लोग सरल रूप में रहते हैं और अपने समय का उपयोग भगवान के श्रवण और कीर्तन में लगाते हैं.
Not competing who has a better house, who has a better TV, who has a better car, who has nicer clothes, who has shinier teeth.
ये स्पर्धा नहीं कि किसकी ज्यादा अच्छी कार है, किसका टीवी है, किसके दांत ज्यादा चमक रहे हैं.
No competition.
कोई स्पर्धा की भावना.
Everyone's just trying to inspire each other to adore the supreme qualities of Krishna. To give him the best temple. To give, everyone comes together to give Krishna the best clothes. The best food. The best fame and glorification. And then everyone is united and everyone's souls feel great pleasure. This is Gokul. So this wonderful project we are praying will very soon be manifested. And it is not for one or two people to enjoy. It is a place to create a spiritual environment that will charm and attract people from all over Belgaum, all over Karnataka, all over Maharashtra, all over India, all over the world, all over the universe, all over the creation.
और ये योजना ऐसी है कि न केवल बेलगाम, न केवल कर्नाटक, महाराष्ट्र, न केवल भारतवर्ष, पूरे न केवल ब्रह्मांड, पूरे दृष्टि से लोग आकर्षित करने.
To attract people to understand that there is a higher purpose to life than the hard struggle of existence in this rat race of materialistic society. A place where the culture of the spiritual world is manifested to attract everyone to the loving service of Krishna. When we take a liking for that type of culture, then at the time of death it is natural we can go back to where that culture is eternally. Gokula. But as long as we are attracted to this material culture, birth after birth after birth in this material world. So Sanatana Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, our great devotees, it is our tradition to go door to door asking everyone, please make your life fortunate. Help to participate in creating a wonderful temple for Krishna.
ये हमारी परंपरा है सनातन गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद ठाकुर प्रवचन करवाए लोगों से जाना और कहना कि ये भगवान के लिए सुंदर सुंदर सेवा में लगवाइए.
Let us come together to develop a community where we will be very, very much pleased in the association of devotees to hear the glories of the Lord.
हम एकत्रित हो ऐसा समुदाय बनाए जहाँ पर लोग भगवान के गुणगान करने में ही आनंद लेंगे.
And to chant His holy name.
और उनका नाम कीर्तन करेंगे.
हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे.
In the beginning stages, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees is a necessary medicine.
शुरुआत की अवस्था में भक्तों के संग में श्रवण और कीर्तन करना ये एक जरूरत दवाई के समान है.
But when we become healthy, we take the ultimate satisfaction in coming together with devotees to hear His glories and to dance in transcendental bliss, chanting His holy name. Gokul Dham ki
jai,
Radha Gokulananda ki
jai,
Ananti Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki
jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. You're not so fortunate. I am not finished yet. What is the place? A place is only to facilitate the bhakti of the people.
एक जगह का उद्देश्य यह है कि लोगों की भक्ति को सुविधा प्रदान करना.
You can have the most wonderful environment as far as physical structures, as far as nice land. However, if the spirit of the devotees is not in the mood of the spiritual world, then it all becomes material.
आपके पास अच्छी से अच्छी जमीन हो सकती है, सुविधा हो सकती है, लेकिन अगर भक्तों की भावना जो है आध्यात्मिक नहीं है तो जगह आध्यात्मिक नहीं होगी.
We have seen,
हमने देखा है,
many of the very, very beautiful ancient holy temples of India.
भारत के कई सुंदर प्राचीन मंदिर.
Some of them, they're just like businesses.
कुछ उनमें से बिल्कुल धंधा जैसे होंगे, व्यवसाय जैसे.
You go in and people don't really care about enlightening you, they just try to sell you something.
लोग ये परवाह नहीं करते कि आपको ज्ञान दें, बल्कि कुछ बेचना चाहते हैं.
If you give them money, they'll give you all kinds of nice facilities, and if you don't give them money, they just kick you away.
अगर आप उनको पैसा देंगे तो सब सुविधा देंगे, अगर पैसा नहीं है तो भगा देंगे.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that some people, he used to use an example. When pujaris are using the deity to try to make money for themselves, instead of them trying, their lives are supposed to be meant for the pleasure of the deities. Sometimes in some temples, the deities are meant to make give pleasure and income to the pujaris. He compared these to pujaris who take the Shalagram Shila to crack open nuts to sell them.
Hare Krishna.
The real spirit that manifests any spiritual society or temple is when the devotees are genuinely coming together in a spirit of purity and service. Material world people compete for their own position or facilitation.
भौतिक दुनिया में लोग स्पर्धा करते हैं पदवी के लिए या सुविधाओं के लिए.
The spiritual world, everyone is trying to elevate everyone else.
और आध्यात्मिक दुनिया में हर व्यक्ति दूसरों को ऊपर उठाना चाहता है.
Everyone is in a spirit of humbly trying to serve.
हर एक व्यक्ति नम्र भावना से सेवा करना चाहता है.
For the pleasure of the Lord.
भगवान को आनंद देने के लिए.
Well, there's no gossip.
कोई प्रजल्प नहीं होता.
There's the discussion of Krishna katha.
कृष्ण कथा का ही चर्चा.
Krishna seva.
कृष्ण सेवा.
There's no criticism.
और कोई निंदा नहीं होती.
There's constructive talk to try to elevate and encourage everyone. And there is a great unity in helping each other to become very much attached to the process of sadhana. To chanting, to serving, to hearing the glories of the Lord. And when that harmonious environment is developed amongst devotees, that is the spiritual world. And more than anything else, that love and trust amongst devotees will attract the world to the lotus feet of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has entrusted this most urgent responsibility to all of us. Let us participate. Devotees don't want to take anything from anyone, they want to give. Krishna katha, Krishna naam and Krishna seva. And in Krishna there is the fulfillment of all desires.
और कृष्ण में सारी इच्छाओं की पूर्ति होती है.
To see so many thousands of people crowded in this temple is such a joy to my heart.
इस मंदिर में हजारों भक्त एकत्रित हैं देखकर मुझे बड़ा आनंद अनुभव हो रहा है.
The town of Belgaum is a very, very special place.
ये बेलगाम का शहर है जो बहुत ही विशेष स्थान है.
People are very naturally spiritually inclined.
स्वाभाविक रूप से लोगों के आध्यात्मिक जीवन की ओर रुचि है.
I place my head at the feet of each of our respected guests tonight.
हमारे आदरणीय अतिथि के हर एक के चरणों में अपना सिर झुकाता हूँ.
I believe that this great city of yours could be one of the most effulgent centers of devotion in the whole world.
ये विश्वास है कि आपका ये शहर पूरे विश्व में एक प्रकाशमय केंद्र बन सकता है.
It doesn't take lots of money.
इसमें कोई बहुत ज्यादा धन की आवश्यकता नहीं है.
It just takes simple hearts that want to serve, that want to chant the holy name.
Hare Krishna!
There is so much conflict, envy and confusion in the world today. The politicians have no answers. The scientists and technologists and university professors have no answers. Bhagavad Gita has the answer.
Bhagavad Gita mein ye uttar diya gaya hai.
The people aren't interested in reading Bhagavad Gita so much.
Kyunki logon ki zyada ruchi nahi hai Bhagavad Gita padhne mein.
And even if they do, they interpret it in all kinds of mistaken ways.
Lekin agar ruchi hoti bhi hai to usse galat arth nikalte hain.
But here in the city of Belgaum, if we can create Gokul Dham, if we can create a model of real Krishna consciousness in practical life, where people love to serve, love to speak, to create an environment of unity and devotion amongst each other, and who are really attached to purifying their hearts by chanting the holy names, the whole world will become purified.
लेकिन अगर हम यहाँ पर गोकुल धाम के द्वारा ऐसा वातावरण पैदा कर सके जहाँ पर लोग वास्तव में सेवा करना चाहते हैं, वास्तव में नाम लेना चाहते हैं और वास्तव में शुद्धिकरण करना चाहते हैं,
This bhakti will spread like an epidemic. And people who are frustrated with what's going on in the world, they'll take note and say, this is something that works. Let us chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you very much. But actually, he's a very gentle and genuine sadhu. And he has come here especially to try to serve each and every one of your heart of hearts. By humbly begging you to take Krishna Bhakti and Krishna Naam.
Well,
let us fulfill his most compassionate desire by loudly chanting Hare Krishna.